Okay, one rather simple question about eating and meditation. For example, I am doing something which will take me half an hour or hour to finish, and after that I am thinking to do some meditation, but during this half hour I become hungry. Should I eat and when I finish doing what I'm doing, meditate, or not eat and keep working, then do the meditation on hungry stomach, or maybe just have a snack? It's not exactly a simple question. There's a lot in there that's a bit, I'm not quite clear on the whole of the question. But, you know, one thing I would say, which is kind of smarmy, is that your work should be meditation and your eating should be meditation. So that's really where your answer, that's the most important part of the answer. It's not really smarmy at all. It's probably not the answer that most people would expect, but the meditation starts now. It doesn't start 30 minutes from now when you're going to meditate, because then you're wasting 30 minutes thinking, it's okay, in 30 minutes I'll meditate, or in an hour I'll meditate, or after this I'll meditate. And during all that 30 minutes or hour, you're wasting good meditation time. So when you work, you should try to be mindful. When you eat, you should try to be mindful. You should work on that. That'll really, why it's not such a smarmy answer after all is that that'll really help your formal meditation. If a person just does formal meditation and doesn't think at all about meditation during their daily life, the formal meditation becomes quite difficult, and it's a constant uphill struggle because it's out of tune with your ordinary reality. So you should try to constantly be bringing your mind back to attention. I mean, even right now, here we are sitting together, we should try to make it a mindful experience. Being aware at least of our emotions, likes and dislikes, the distractions in the mind, the feelings that we have. If you're just listening here, because I'm talking, I have to do more action. But for some of you just listening, you can just revert back to your meditation, unless you have questions. But as far as me making decisions as to when you should do eating and when you should do meditating, meditating on an empty stomach is interesting, can be useful to help you to learn about hunger. But I'd say generally you need the food for the energy for the meditation. So better to have a little bit of food before you meditate. I don't know. Meditate anytime. Whenever you meditate, meditate. Get some time for it and do it. Just don't procrastinate. It kind of sounds like you might be talking about procrastinating, which is dangerous. So, you know, it goes, work for a half an hour and then I'll have a snack, and then when I'm having a snack I think about, oh, then I have to go check Facebook or email and check email, and then something comes up in email and I have to call this person or that person or do this, or I have to go to the store, and then you never meditate after all. That kind of thing is dangerous. So better to be clear with yourself that you know if you really need food and you're really hungry, then eat, or eat a little bit. But if you don't, you know, sometimes it's just procrastinating. Because meditation can be difficult, and the mind will actually develop aversion towards it if you're not careful. And, you know, if you're not aware of the aversion, if you're not looking at it and contemplating it as well, it can become a great hindrance. And more than a hindrance, it can actually trick you into, every time you think of meditation, your mind says, oh, he's thinking of meditation again, let's divert his attention. Hey, look at that, that's nice. Or, hey, aren't you hungry? Hey, want to go for burgers or something? Right? The mind will do this to you. Because it doesn't want to meditate. It's like, oh no, don't put me back there. That's torture. So be careful of that one.